This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Jobs Act last year made legal room for a new kind of investing, using online crowdfunding to raise the money. Think Kickstarter, but instead of getting maybe a T-shirt, you're buying a piece of a company. After a year and a half of deep pondering, the Securities and Exchange Commission will meet today to consider the actual rules for crowdsourced venture capital. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
The rules here are for small-time investors, people without a few million bucks to burn. One concern is how the SEC can protect them from con artists. Richard Swart is partner at Crowdfund Capital Advisors. He says the good news is fraud is rare in crowdfunding. The platform itself makes fraud more difficult.
The crowd seems to be able to detect anomalies within a few hours. 12, 15 hours is common.
That's the good news. The bad news is, even without bad faith, the risks are huge. Startup investing means trying to pick the next Twitter or Facebook out of a field of thousands.
Those are very, very rare companies. There's two of those minted a year.
That's Naval Ravikant, co-founder of AngelList. It already does crowdfunding with high net worth investors.
If you have 50 investments and two of them turn out to be big hits, you're done way above average.
And the rest?
In most cases, you lose everything.
That's right. You don't even get a T-shirt. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.